There's the full-time whistle. It is all over. It has been a low-scoring affair here in Mahragallan. 1-3 to Gidor, 6 points to St Unan's. It has ended in a tie. Gary McDade, is that a fair enough result at the end of the day of what we witnessed here over the last hour and 20 minutes or so?
I'd say probably Oisin Gweadóir will be the happier team coming out here today. I mean, I'm just thinking back here, Unions were 6-2 up. They brought Rory Carr off, so they did. They were nearly seemed nice to do. They were happy enough at that time. They thought, right, we have enough here. They weren't counting for the lucky goal, in fairness. It was a mishap by Kevin Casty that came across. It failed to Owen McNeil's at the end of the back of the net. You need the rub of the green. Gweadóir have definitely got the rub of the green, and seeing that they had a chance at the end. Oisin 2-1 it, so they did. So listen, Unions will be happy in that, interest as well, that they didn't lose the game. Both teams are shaking hands now. The group is completely wide open now. Gweadóir go to the bridge next week, so they do. Yeah. That makes it interesting. And I just hope that, and please God, that all these teams have the centre down next Saturday to rearrange a fixture that it doesn't enter, or at the same time as the All Ireland. I know that Belford have changed their game already, so they have with Glenfinda 3:30 next Saturday afternoon. So surely St Michael's and Gweadóir will have the foresight as well to change their game. The CCC have given them the direction to do it, Oisin. Yeah. I mean, it will affect their gate badly if they don't change it. Imagine, Oisin, if they had that, it's going to be the tie of the round next Saturday, so it is. If they had that on Saturday afternoon, so they have people then can go and watch the All-Ireland, and it'll be a huge crowd at the bridge, so it wouldn't make sense to have it at any other time.
Well, let's just give you a roundup of what took place here in Mahragallan today. At half-time, St Unan's were leading by 4 points to 2. They came from 2-1 down. Niall O'Donnell scored the first of his points in the 12th minute, in the 12th minute to tie up the game after Cian Mulligan had Gweadóir ahead. Owen McNeillis on 15 minutes in the first half, then made it a 2-1 game to Gweadóir. But the three remaining points of the half were scored by St Unan's. Niall O'Donnell added a further two, both coming from frees, and Dara Mulgrew made it a 4-2 game at the break. Into the second half, not much to tell you about on the scoreboard. St Unan's raced out to a 6-2 advantage. Keelan Ward just at the start of the second half, and then Niall O'Donnell made it a 6-2 game with his fourth of the match and a third from a free. And St Unan's were in control at that stage, but they couldn't build on their score on the board here in Mahragallan. They did have a chance of a possible goal. Niall O'Donnell breaking through the defence of Gweadóir, but it was a last second tackle from Eamon McGee that dispossessed him. A brilliant tackle it was as well by Eamon McGee, and it stayed at a 6-2 game. We had the free then from Michael Carroll to make it 6-3, and we were sort of thinking at that stage, was there a goal in this game? It eventually came. It was a burst from Cian Mulligan from the middle of the park. He fisted the ball into Kevin Cassidy, who spied Owen McNeillis was free at the far post. He sent it across the face of the goal. McNeillis was there to palm it into the back of the net. That was on 51 minutes, and that was the last score of the game. Both sides had chances to add to their tallies, but it didn't materialise, and it finished in a share of the spoils. 1-3 to Gweadóir, 6 points to St Unan's. And when we look at St Unan's performance, Gary, before we look assess the Gweadóir performance, St Unan's coming down here today as underdogs, and listen, they did bring the fight to the holders, so they did.
Yeah, I talked with that before the game, and I said, if they can come out of here with a bit of credible performance, but they did more than that. They got a point as well, Oisin. You know, I think that if you had offered St Unan's a point before the game, they'd have grabbed the hand of you, so they'll be really happy leaving here tonight. That, listen, they showed a lot more courage and a lot more determination than they did last year in the O'Donnell Park. And listen, even looking at the body language of both teams now in the pitch, Oisin, the Unions lads are a lot, they look just a wee bit happier. The Gweadóir boys are disappointed. They will be. It's hard, Oisin, to follow the second year up after winning the championship. No one really knew coming down here today. Everyone thought it's going to be the Gweadóir of last year, but trust me, I've been involved in teams in the Glen where you're there the second year and you're trying to get that wee bit of hunger and trying to get that wee bit of bite. It's a wake up call for Gweadóir today, Oisin. So it is. It might be a blessing in disguise for them.
Listen, they never got out of second gear, Gary, here, to be honest. They didn't play like the Gweadóir team that we've seen a flash of it in the goal. Yeah. So we did, but they weren't anywhere near the levels of where they were this time last year.
Yeah, and as I just said to you later on, both teams were nearly afraid of making a mistake to lose a game as opposed to going on to win the game. I mean, when it comes to the knockout football, later on, which could be very much next week, because I mean, if Gweedore need to get something out of the bridge next week now. Yeah. Some Michaels are on 2 points. I mean, it's going to make another cracking weekend off Donegal's senior championship, and hopefully those games, as I said, will be spread out next weekend on the Saturday to allow people to get to them, because this is our golden nugget, Oisín. We must sell it in the right way. We must allow the people of Donegal to get there to see it.
Okay, Gary McDade, many thanks for your contribution today on co-commentary here from the big game of the weekend and our feature match in the Donegal Senior Club Championship. And thanks to all the reporters as well that were at the various grounds throughout the course of the weekend following all the action from the first 8 games in the Donegal Senior Football Club Championship. We do, of course, have to look forward now to another weekend. The second round of games will be played next weekend, and you can follow all the coverage on Highland once again on air across the Northwest and indeed online as well at highlandradio.com. As we return to the studio in Letterkenny and wrap things up here from Mahra Gallen, it's a share of the spoils. As St. Eunan's leave the pitch, they'll be going back up the road to Letterkenny with a point in the bag, but they came so close to taking victory. In the end, it finished. Gweedore the champions, 1-3. St. Eunan's, 6 points. That's it from Mahra Gallen. Back to the studio. Thanks for listening.